VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. airstrikes killed 35 al-Shabaab terrorists in central Somalia. That from the Defense Department statement on Monday. It said the attack was carried out Sunday in the Hiran region as the fighters were moving between locations in a rural area to mass their forces, the statement released by the U.S. Africa Command. The U.S. has stepped up its airstrikes against al-Shabaab since the start of the year. Earlier Monday, Somali officials said al-Shabaab militants shot and killed 9 civilians in a suburb of Mogadishu. 6 women and 3 men were killed. Officials said the victims were cleaning the streets in Lafule, which is west of the capital, when the militants appeared and started shooting. The militants don't want people to clean the streets because those militants use the garbage, trees, and undergrowth to disguise improvised explosive devices. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has unexpectedly announced his resignation. He said that he is on Instagram, "I am apologizing to you for all the shortcomings in the past years during my time as foreign minister. I thank the Iranian nation and officials." He said he was sorry for his, quote, inability to continue. He gave no reason for quitting. There's been no comment so far from President Hassan Rouhani. President Trump said Monday that an American oil worker held captive for 18 months in the Middle East has been released and reunited with his children. He praised the United Arab Emirates for helping to free Danny Burch, who was abducted by unidentified gunmen on a busy street in Sana'a, the war-torn Yemeni capital, in September 2017. This is VOA News. Hundreds of women and children boarded trucks and evacuated the final piece of land in Syria still held by the Islamic State terrorist group. It happened on Monday and prolonged the week-long exodus and delayed the U.S.-led coalition's final assault on the last shred of the terror group's self-declared caliphate. Observers on the ground outside the village of Baghouz said the latest evacuation included a convoy of about 25 vehicles carrying mostly family members of IS fighters to the nearby Al-Hol camp for displaced persons in northeastern Syria. Pakistan has decided to allow hundreds of thousands of Afghans living in the country as legal refugees open accounts in local banks that would enable them to formally participate in the national economy. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Monday said the international arms control system is facing collapse.